Welcome to the Rudick Report. Today is Wednesday, March 8th, 2023. In this report, we will focus on how the backlash has continued to grow against the 15-minute cities. In an attempt to reduce traffic congestion and reduce greenhouse gas emissions that the tree huggers say is causing climate change, cities from Barcelona to Brussels have begun the process of implementing what has been called a transportation revolution. These areas have adopted a multitude of new policies designed to push vehicles out of crowded downtowns, creating so-called 15-minute cities, where cars are not necessary and services like banks, food stores, doctors, movie theaters, etc. are just a short walk or bike ride away. They paint the picture of these cities being a utopia. But strong criticism has begun in recent months against the restrictions and the plans to remove cars from the cities. Barbara Stoll, director of the Clean Cities Campaign, which works with municipal governments to reduce incoming traffic, claims that a lot of the opposition is from a very loud minority, largely composed of men who rely on the car, which has on multiple occasions escalated into physical violence and threats to public officials. In response to objections from business and opponents who have demanded that economic evaluations be conducted before switching more communities to traffic-free zones, the Barcelona City Council in December halted its plan. A proposal to keep cars out of one district in Berlin is also up in the air after candidates who resisted the idea did well in last week's elections in Germany. David Lister, a member of Belgium's Reform Party, told the Yahoo News agency that he believes that the Good Move plan should go forward only if more than 50% of the city's population supports it. "I'm not against the idea," Lister said, "but I'm against the way it has been done so far." Christophe Dereau, an owner of the upscale Brussels restaurant Le Barossier, closed down the popular eatery late last year, saying that the implementation of the Good Move resulted in an 80% reduction in his business. Other downtown business owners have serious concerns with the Good Move program, where two-thirds of small and medium-sized businesses in Brussels were considering moving due to the program. "This is a disaster for the vast majority of the self-employed and small and medium-sized enterprises," the union told Brussels Times in response to the survey. Yahoo News reported that traffic barriers set up throughout Brussels have been vandalized and ripped out, and city council meetings have turned increasingly testy, with protesters storming one recent meeting and making violent threats against the district councillor in charge of the mobility plan. At another meeting, a protest leader shocked attendees when she likened the plight of cars to Jews during the Holocaust. "Are you planning to stick colored stars on our vehicles so that we can identify the foreigners of the neighborhood, the invaders, those who should be deported somewhere else?" asked Brussels resident Roxanne Henry. "Someone had the same idea in the 1940s. "Our will is to create social cohesion through dialogue and not confrontation," Brussels City Councillor Vincent Van Halloen told the Belgian news agency. "Our will is to not bury the project, but to bring together those for and against it in 5 months and find a solution for everyone. Thus far, that hasn't happened." It would appear that protests have had a positive effect, as several districts in Brussels stopped construction with crews returning streets to their original design, as planners go back to their drawing boards. Even residents who support reducing traffic are hesitant. "On the one hand, it's good for the environment and for reducing time spent in traffic jams, and the reduction of noise is good for residents," said PR Director Kathleen Copland. "But it's bad for residents living in streets where traffic is being redirected, and it's bad for city shopkeepers whose revenue is being severely impacted." And while the idea of the city going greener is a long-term plan that Copland supports, she said that everyday reality of the changes underway simply creates chaos. In Oxford, England, challenges started in late November when county councillors approved a test program to restrict traffic on 6 congested roads, a move that would help bolster the 15-minute city model. In 2024, officials plan to install traffic cameras and 6 traffic filters, which are devices that inform motorists that traffic is restricted for private automobiles between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. and monitor access rights. According to the council, the plan is meant to reduce private car traffic on busy streets during business hours. Residents will be issued permits to allow them free passage, but non-resident vehicles that drive past filters will be subject to a £70 fine during the restricted times. After the announcement, council members started receiving death threats. There are many business owners on both sides who oppose to the traffic plan and the way it has been handed down. One comment from someone opposed to the plan said, "Counselors from outside Oxford are the ones who are legislating for what is going to happen in the center of Oxford and affects people who live in Oxford. That is wrong in itself." In an attempt to control the narrative, the Oxford Council set up a website to tackle what they felt is disinformation, but the opposition continued. Stoll, the director of the Clean Cities campaign, remains optimistic that common sense will prevail. "It's not unusual to see pushback," she said, "but as soon as people see the benefits of these programs, cleaner air, freedom to move around more in cities, increased social interaction, and increased retail spending, that pushback will die off." She continued and said that, like public health measures taken to slow the spread of a deadly virus, finding consensus on efforts to alleviate traffic congestion and slash pollution is surprisingly difficult. This comment alone should indicate where these 15-minute cities are heading. If you recall what happened during the P word, they controlled what stores could open, they controlled your ability to travel freely, they controlled if your business could stay open, they controlled what houses of worship could stay open, and they threatened your very livelihood, your jobs, by saying, if you want to keep your jobs, then you need to take the V. Her comparison to public health issues and measures should frighten everyone. "I think the backlash is just beginning," Adam Barnett, UK reporter at the anti-disinformation group Desmonc, told Yahoo News, pointing to plans to phase out fossil fuel-powered vehicles in the UK by 2030. "There are already lobbying groups and politicians trying to keep that from happening, but this has the potential to get a lot worse. To me, these 15-minute cities are an excuse for total control by governmental agencies where your every move is not only monitored, but restricted, all in the name of supporting the climate change initiative. As the story unfolds, we will continue to bring you updates. Thank you for listening. If you found value in this report, please like and subscribe. And if you're able, please visit my affiliate links to support this channel. Your help is greatly appreciated. Until next time, this is the Rudick Report."